Currently, I'm a PhD candidate in the fourth year in Department of Biostatistics and Bioinformatics at Emory University. I also, before I started the PhD, I worked at Winship Cancer Institute at School of Medicine at Emory University. Today, I'm going to talk about cancer incidence study where I use the Bayesian multi-stage cancer genesis models. I think every presenter needs to say this page. There's no relationship to disclose. There's five major parts in my presentation today. First, I will give a brief introduction of my study. Next, I will talk about cancer genesis and its mathematical models. Third, I'm going to talk about developing Bayesian amplitude-door multi-stage cancer genesis model. Next, I will talk about introducing the cancer genesis model into the age period cohort model to study the cancer incidence and mortality. At the end, I will give a conclusion and future directions. As we know, cancer is the second leading cause of death in the United States, next to the cardiovascular disease. Unfortunately, there is a little improvement in cancer control and treatment. One of the reasons is we still don't know the development of cancers. However, considerable evidence supports that multiple events involved in cancer genesis, the process describe how a normal cells transform into the cancer cells. There's multiple popular cancer genesis model. The first one, amplitude-door multi-stage cancer genesis model, is a simple model and is very popular and get a lot of attention from cancer researchers. The next model is the Mongovka-Vance-Carson two-stage clonal expansion cancer genesis model. And this is a more complicated model, more complicated mathematical models. Later on, Mongovka extends their two-stage model to multi-stage cancer genesis models. In my presentation today, I will focus on the amplitude-door multi-stage cancer genesis model. This model was first proposed by the two British scientists, Armitage and Dow, in the 1954. They found cancer mortality rate is proportional to age at death raised to a power that is one less than the number of stages between normal health and death. So in mathematics, the mortality rate R equal the constant alpha time the age to the power s minus 1. S here is the number of stage. So the analysis of cancer mortality data shows that the death rate increased proportionally with 6 power of the age. People suggest it will explain there are 7 successive mutations. And Little in 1995 proposed a generalized multi-stage model based on the amplitude-door original model. And Frank in his 2005 paper stated a distinct and predictable pattern exists at the population level. He justified why the simple format of amplitude model is still popular in the biologists. So this slide shows you the motivation for this study. The amplitude-door model has been widely used and successfully modeled the cancer data from the frequentist approach. So here is the first effort to use the alternative Bayesian approach to study amplitude-door model. My next project is for the age period cohort is another popular model to study the cancer incidence and mortality rates. But one of the complaints is for the age effect, people complain there is no strong biological meaning. So I'm going to introduce the cancer genesis model into the APC model. Search these techniques will be applied to study the area APC model to study the spatial temporal pattern of cancer incidence and mortality. The data I'm going to use is from NCR SEERS data. If you know familiar with Sears data, it's a free database maintained by the NCI. It's a surveillance, epidemiology, and result database. So basically, it's the U.S. Cancer registry. So they record the cancer incidence mortality from major U.S. hospitals from 1973 to current. There are about 17 Sears sites across the country, so cover about 26% of U.S. population. And Sears database is huge. They have many demographic, clinical information. Anything about the cancer you can find from NCI Sears database. In the next few slides, I'm going to talk about the development of Bayesian imaging DOM model. As you recall, if we take the log transformation of the imaging DOM model, the imaging DOM model will become the log linear model. So for the linear normal model, one of the conjugate pi we can use is normal inverse gamma conjugate pi. The advantage of using conjugate pi is the posterior will be in the same family of the pi distribution. So if we use the normal inverse gamma pi's, then the posterior, the beta and sigma square giving the data still be normal inverse gamma distribution with the new parameters. So this table shows you the fitting results for the Bayesian imaging DOM model for the different type of cancer. The second column estimate is the coefficient in that log linear model, which is S minus 1. So if you want to calculate the Lambert stage, you need to add 1 to the estimate. For example, for the colon cancer, the result shows the estimate 499, so it's about 5. So the Lambert stage is 5 plus 1 is 6. So people conclude a 6th stage of transition for the colon cancers. And their estimate varies from different type of cancers. We also tried the different prior and likelihood. So for the cancer death count, one of the popular likelihood we can choose the Poisson likelihood or binomial likelihood. So we model the cancer death count follow the Poisson distribution or from the binomial distribution. So for the Poisson, we're going to use the log function, link function. And for the binomial, we're going to use the logit function. So for the price, we use the non-informative price. So this table shows you the results obtained from the Poisson and the binomial likelihood. And for the price, we use the flat price. And we also introduce the hyper price. As you can see, the posterior is pretty consistent. As we turned out, for the binomial likelihood, when the sample size increase, that is behave like Poisson distribution. Sensitivity analysis was conducted to test the robustness of the Bayesian models. So here we introduce a parameter lambda I. So if we change the setting for the lambda I, it can change the normal errors to student t errors if the lambda I follows the inverse gamma distribution. Another, if we choose the lambda I follow the exponential distribution, the normal error will be changed to the double exponential errors. And the third one, you can do that, but I didn't do the third one. So this table shows you the sensitivity analysis results. For example, for colon cancer, if we define the error follow the normal error or T error or DE means double exponential error, the estimate pretty stable. It's around 4.99. And you can look at lung cancer as well. The estimate is also pretty stable no matter what kind of errors you use. However, for these two cancers, the estimate is not stable. And we should investigate what caused this. Maybe the model is not a good fit for these two types of cancers. Model assessment was also conducted to test how good is your model fitting the data. The procedure we use is a cross-validatory approach, or people call the leave one out. So basically, you take one observation out and you model the data, get the estimate, calculate the residual. You do that for the another observation. So you repeat for every observation, and you get the Bayesian residual. And so ideally, residual should be near the zero. So this plot shows you the standard error by age in fitting the colon cancer mortality rate. So the median around the zero, and the majority of the standard error are in the reasonable range, close to the zero. Okay, now I'm going to move to my next project. It's Bayesian extended age period cohort models. So first, I would like to give a brief introduction of the age period cohort, or we call the APC model. And this model has been widely used by the statistician and the epidemiologist in studying the cancer incidence and mortality rate. So here, the cancer count follows the Poisson distribution with the parameter lambda ij. The I is for age group I, j stands for the period j. And so the log lambda ij takes the linear format. So up I is the age effect for the age group I. So the age can be from 5 to 85. So every 5 ages in one group. The beta j is the period. It's every 5 years in one period. And gamma k is the cohort effect. So from the introduction of the cancerogenesis model, you probably know the age plays important effect in determining your cancer rates. How about period and cohort effect? I give you two examples. For the period, the medical breakthroughs, such as in the 1980s, the breast cancer screening techniques introduced, and then that significantly reduced the cancer incidence and mortality. So that period, that's a contributing period effect. Also in some developing country, and from certain time, there is a pollution in their water, in their air, it can also increase the cancer incidence and mortality. And for the birth cohort, gamma K, example is the Japanese. Those of Japanese born in the World War II, the nuclear explosion, and they have the high odds to be exposed to certain type of the cancer. So you need to look at which year they were born. So that's why people look at the age period cohort, the three factors. And there's the two challenges for the APC model. The first challenge is the non-identifiability problems due to the exact linear relationship among all three factors. So if we know how old you are and what time you get cancer, we definitely can derive which year you were born. So if you know two, you can derive another one. So it's non-identifiability issues. And another problem is, as you can see, for the age effect, upper I, so for the different age group, you basically obtain some values. There's nothing to do with their true age, like there's no strong biological meaning for the age. So how older is in that age group, that information, that age T, you don't use that in this model. So that's why here I introduced the cancerogenesis model into the APC model. So basically I replace the age effect by the hazard rate derived from the cancerogenesis model. As you recall, the amplitude door model, the cancer rate is proportional to the age to the power of s minus 1. So when you take the log transformation, so it will, the age effect will take this format, s minus 1 times the log of the ti. Ti, we choose the median age for that age group. For the Bayesian models, the price settings, we're going to employ the similar setting for the number of stage as we talked in the amplitude door model. And for the peerage and cohort effect, we use the Gaussian autoregressive price in the forward direction to smooth the effects in the peerage and cohort. So basically, this autoregressive price, we think the current effect is correlated to the previous effect. So given the beta is the period effect, given all the previous period effects, the current period effect is follow the normal distribution with the mean of the two beta p minus 1 minus beta p minus 2. And this is the variance. And for the very first period effect, we choose the non-informative price. And the tau beta follow the gamma distribution. The deviance information criteria was used to compare the model fitting result from different price settings. So here, basically, we tried three types of the price and the models. So here, the first independent normal, where we use the traditional APC model, and we set each of the edge effect, period effect, and cohort effect follow the normal distribution. And here, the model, this AP means this model only have the edge and period effect. So the DIC value is about 322. So if you only include the edge and cohort in the model, the DRC doesn't change that much. So when you include all three in the model, it's about the same range. So the second model we try to use is autoregressive normal. So we still use the traditional IPC models, but for the price on the age, period, and cohort effect, we use the autoregressive price. So the price is correlated to the previous effect. So for the different effects, APAC and APC, the DIC values has a little improvement. And this is the third model. We use the extended APC model, where we introduce the amplitude model into the APC, replace the edge effect. And also for the period and cohort, we use the autoregressive normal price. So as you can see, the DIC value significantly reduced. So the smaller the DIC value, the better the model fitting. So here's the conclusion. So Bayesian amplitude Dow model is a robust and good fit for cancer incident mortality data. Bayesian extended APC model greatly improved the model fitting by significantly reduced the DIC values. The age effects in cancer trend can be illustrated with more sound biological meanings through the introduction of the cancerogenesis model into APC model. For the future work, as I said in the beginning, there is a multiple cancerogenesis model. Here, I only use the amplitude Dow model. Next, I plan to use the two-stage clonal expansion model to implant into the APC model. And we also want to extend this to study the area APC model for the spatial effect. And thank you.